10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And this is the top 20 of 2015, the 20 most played albums of the year. Brian and I, before we left for break, talked a little bit about some of the albums, or I quizzed him, asked him whether or not he was surprised about some of the albums, and he said Humans was one of the ones that you kind of forgot about because it did have some staying power on the charts, but it was earlier in the year, I'm pretty sure, when they were on the charts. So, but lots of great stuff. Lots of great stuff made it on, and of course, it comes from the top 200, so we're not intentionally snubbing anyone. You know, our show is only 20 because we couldn't play the top 50 every week, and we definitely could not do 200 albums because that nobody would ever air the show if we did the top 200. That would take what, 12, 13, 14 hours.
It's okay. I don't think you offended anyone.
No, okay, good to know. I'm keeping them all. They're all winners in my heart, for sure. Brian's gonna let you know what you'll find if you head on over to the charts website.
You will find that earshot-online.com is the home of Earshot Magazine, which is the National Campus Community Radio Report, as published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You can find the top 30 charts for over 30 campus community radio stations, which becomes the top 50, from which we usually play you the top 20. But this week, as Anthony mentioned, we are bringing you the top 20 of the year. You can also find monthly charts in there, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, jazz, international, loud, folk, roots and blues, interviews, reviews, and so very much more. So be sure to go and check it out, and especially go and check out the entire top 200. There are 200 new records for you to go check out, and maybe you miss some throughout the year. Maybe there is a new favorite for you in there, and maybe we're going to play a track from one of your new favorites in the next hour.
Yeah, and as you mentioned in the first hour of the program, those genres that you spoke of also have top 20 lists for the year, so they've been broken out. There is the top 200, which kind of collects all the genres and gives you the roundup of the top 200, but then there are genre-specific lists, so you can check those out as well at earshot-online.com. We are also online, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, at earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out to us, and I didn't get to mention this in the first hour, but I do want to mention, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release, package it into a feature, and it just gets thrown right into the program, and we make it happen for you. So we'll be doing that in a couple of weeks for a band that's reached out to us. Next week, a bit special, because we are focusing all of our attention on not only the charts, but Shivering Songs as well. Festival happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Great music festival. All kinds of great performers, including Joel Plaskett, The Weather Station, and much more. So we'll actually be talking to a few of those bands next week.
We will. Yeah, it's going to be great. We did the same last year. Really great festival. And we'll be happy to bring you a contest from them as well. So yeah, be sure to keep your eyes on our contest Facebook page for that, if you would like to perhaps attend this festival for free.
There you go. Let's get into it. We'll start the charts. Number 10, the most 10th most played album. That's hard to say. 10th most played album of 2015. Am I correct?
You are correct. We're going to hear from Metz. They are at number 10, as Anthony just mentioned. We're going to hear Nervous System. This album is called Metz 2. Before that, or after that, we're going to hear Joel Plaskett, who Anthony just mentioned. We'll be chatting with him next week, but he had the 9th most played album of the year, the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. We're going to hear All Right, OK, and B.A. Johnson. As always, the Starwort is at number 8 from the album Shit Sucks. BK has a new king. And guess who it is?
Anthony Enman.
No, it's him.
Oh, it's him. I thought you were talking to me.
You may, if you talk to him, maybe you can be a part of his court.
I could be his jester.
We'll give him a call. Ask him if you can join.
We'll see what happens. Here's Nervous System, Metz, number 10, the most played album of 2015. And we'll be back after this.
Find us!
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
All right. Roll it there, Thomas, if you're not already. Yeah. All right. One, two, three. You can cry wolf or cry me a river. Knock on my door with a message to deliver. Jameson's whiskey's hard on the liver. Tell me something I don't know. I close my eyes, I sleep on a pillow. And someone dies, I weep like a willow. Blow him a kiss and say bye-bye, friend. You're never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay. The stars above, she's a little dipper that I'm thinking of, and she's never coming back again. When she said goodbye, the words that came quick, she spit them out fast, and I felt so sick. Now there ain't nothing magic in this magic trick, because she's never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay, she never really knew me anyway. She taped her regrets to my microphone stand, said you can't hold the hand of a rock and roll. The blonde in the bleachers, the Joni Mitchell songs coming out of the speakers. Going to the shop for a new pair of sneakers. Then I'm gonna take a walk. Let's ride. In your spokes, everybody thinks that I'm making a joke, but I'm telling it like it is. I'll be hanging from the branches of my family tree. You know I look like my daddy, daddy looks like me. Halifax, Nova Scotia is the land of the free. I don't care what the anthem says. That's alright, that's okay. Gotta get gone. Ain't got a clue how to get back home. I guess I better ask at the bar. Au revoir.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Empire's crumbling. Darth needs work. BK is hiring night managers. Darth brings his resume and he uses the force. He is a shoo-in, he can't be ignored. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Jar Jar Binks comes in on Whopper Wednesday, and then he disappears. Next thing you know, a couple weeks later, a special on the Big Fish sandwich appears. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Luke comes in whining, I want breakfast, but it is 10:33. Darth stares at him, says, you want a Whopper? Luke says, don't try that Jedi stuff with me. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Teenagers come in and order water, fill their water cups up with soda pop. Darth feels a disturbance in the force. Next thing the teenagers know, their breath gets cut off. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to respect the seltzer pop machine. BK has got a new king now. Janice calls in sick for her shift. Darth Vader is super suspicious. She's partying down at the kegger. Next thing she know, Boba Fett shows up to get her. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Oh, 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 BK has got a Sith Lord now.
That was BK Has a New King by B.A. Johnson from the eighth most played album across Canadian campus community radio in 2015. It was an album called Shit Sucks. Before that, at number nine, Joel Plaskett, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test and All Right Okay. And at number 10, Mets 2 and A Nervous System.
All right, we're into the top 10 albums of 2015 right here on the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. And Steven's joining us again on the program for the last time in this show. And we are going to talk about the top albums of 2015. And these are always good because it's good to kind of get an idea of what the critics think that the top albums were of 2015 of the year. Each year we do it, and it's always interesting to see. So I'm interested to see what yours are, Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, we publish, so Exclaim is one of the only music publications I can think of that still does their lists by genre. We do that because we still, I mean, as much as genre is starting to blur, there are still traditions there, and it's very difficult at the end of a year, it's sort of apples and oranges to say, well, who made a better album, Grimes or Kendrick Lamar? They're just so different. They come from such different contexts. So we do it by genre. As such, we didn't have, say, one top 10 where I could just pick the top three. So I picked our number one from a few different genre lists. The first of which is, as I said, Grimes. Our writer gave that album a perfect 10 upon its release in December. It is, I mean, it's an absolute achievement. It really builds on Visions and shows how far she's come as a producer. I don't know how many listeners were lucky enough to see her either in Montreal or Toronto on her past tour. I know she has a ton more dates coming up. You have to go see her. It's a different show than it used to be, especially since her shows sort of, I mean, there was always an element of experimentalism and, of course, improvisation at her shows. Now it's just the work of a total pro. She's a masterful songwriter, and her album Art Angels definitely proves it. That album was number one on our pop and rock list. Number one on our groove and R&B list was D'Angelo's album Black Messiah. For those of you who are nitpicky, it did actually come out in December of 2014, but because we publish our list at the start of December, it was included on the 2015 list. That album was sort of, I mean, it sort of stood on its own. It really confronted and was actually rushed to release, not rushed in its execution, but it was basically ready to go, and D'Angelo was thinking a lot about sort of what was going on in Black America between Baltimore and Ferguson and a whole bunch of other places, a whole bunch of things going on between cops and Black communities and how minorities are treated in America. And he sort of rushed the release of Black Messiah because he felt sort of compelled to do that. It's a beautiful album. I sort of can't say that enough. It's amazing front to back. It really deals with these themes in a way that is not only poignant but sort of uplifting as well. There's a lot of hope in the record. I would urge anyone who hasn't heard it to listen to it. That's D'Angelo's Black Messiah. It is, of course, over a year old now, but it's still, I mean, it hits with all the power that it did when it came out.
And I guess we have time for one more, talk about another top album of the year, and then we'll throw it over to you for your song pick.
Yes, this last one was not only Exclaim's top electronic or dance album of 2015. It was also my favorite album of 2015 overall. I'm talking about Jamie XX's first solo album, In Color. Jamie XX is, of course, the percussionist for UK trio The XX. He's been a DJ for a long time, quite a few years now, at least the past 5 years. But this is absolutely his masterpiece. In Color is 11 songs of just a genius at work from the opening song, Gosh, which is sort of has this shuffling sort of two-step beat that really builds into this huge finale, all the way to Girl at the end of the record, which has a more chill vibe, was released in 2012 or 2013 as a single by itself. But from front to back, it's cohesive. It's the perfect record for any mood. It's sort of happy and sad, and it sounds good in the dark, and it sounds good on a bright, sunny beach. It's just an incredible album, my favorite album of the year. It still gives me chills when I listen to it.
And I can only imagine that then your song pick is probably going to come from your favorite album of the year.
In fact, it does. So for my first song pick of 2016, I'm going to do one that I did last year already. The first time this song, I mean, this is what music is about. You hear a song, and you have to play it for a friend, and you sort of contextualize it first, and you go, listen to this part, and get ready for that part. And I did that with a song from In Color called Loud Places. It actually features Romy Madley Croft, who is one of the singers in the XX. And this song just, it uses samples so perfectly, a sample of sort of a gospel choir at one point. It uses some glass percussion that sounds really incredible. It just, it's a perfect song. It's called Loud Places, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah. down. I won't be around.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 7.
Take my chances on the road, on the inside I'm an ocean, like a wheel set into motion into the storm. I'll take my chances, da-da-da. I'll take my chances on the road, on the inside I'm an ocean, like a wheel set into motion into the storm. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Out of office is sold down the river. Every time I try to look into your eyes, an angel flies by. Baby, it's dumb. Look what I've become. Scum. A relic. A satellite. I was born bright. Now I'm dark as a well. I'm kite washed up on the shoreline. It's hell down here, it's hell. 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 It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Destroyer from the album Poison Season at number 6. You heard a track from that one called Hell. White Horse with Downtown from Leave No Bridge Unburned at number 7. And a pick from Steven this week from Jamie XX, Loud Places.
And as you could imagine, that was his favorite album of the year. He loved Jamie XX.
One of my favorite albums too. Really cool
from
record.
Just even from the time when you first started talking about it, and that was early in the year in 2015, was a song pick for him for a couple of the weeks that we chatted, and a really great album. And so one of yours as well.
Yeah, now the XX have a new album coming out possibly this year as well. So
there you go. Well, excellent stuff. You owe me a Coke.
From Timmy XX, Jamie XX, and Sally XX.
I was like, wait a minute, is that their actual name? Anyway, we've got some more albums to get to, and of course we're counting down the top 20 of 2015, all coming from earshot-online.com. You're going to hear a song here, and then we're going to cut to an interview with Yukon Blonde talking to Brendan Scott. So
They're at number 4.
You spoiled it.
That's true.
Before we get to that, we're going to hear an album that's sitting at number 5.
Yeah, the 5th most played album of 2015. By far my most favorite Canadian record, I think, this year. Faith Healer from the record Cosmic Troubles. You're going to hear Until the World Lets Me Go, the closing track from that album.
I
Well, our countdown continues, and On Blonde is the third full-length and fifth release for BC-based indie rockers Yukon Blonde. The album dropped on June 16th and quickly climbed the charts, spending 6 weeks at number one. We caught up with Brandon Scott from the band to see what the band is up to now. Brandon, congrats on making the fourth most played record of 2015 on the Earshot charts. Lots of love for the band in Campus Community Radio Land.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really exciting. And again, thanks for the support. It's amazing.
I was checking out your website, and I see you've got a bunch of tour dates coming up in February that will set you across Canada for the month and a bit into March as well. And I guess, do you guys ever get a break? Is that in the schedule for you?
Well, I'm sort of on my break right now. I've got January off somewhat, but I'm releasing a solo record this month, so I don't know. I guess we're just always kind of doing stuff, which is good. I like to keep busy.
And in addition to the album, you released a couple of pretty awesome videos, and the latest that came out in November was for I Want to Be Your Man. Does the band have a lot of say or creative control with the videos?
You know, this time we went with Mac Boucher, who's Grimes' brother. Anyways, so it's more of his vision with these ones. We kind of let ourselves take the back seat and just let him roll with it. So we've been, you know, excited with all his ideas, and I Want to Be a Man was a crazy one.
it was a very interesting, video to watch.
Yeah, it's like a little random and a little, gets a bit interesting. But I don't know. Yeah, we like it.
And of course, we're all wondering what can we expect next, because, you know, it's now a new year, and new years mean new tours, new albums. Is there an album on the horizon for Yukon Blonde?
We've got some ideas in the back, you know, kind of back pocket going on. I'd like to get into a studio if we can in the spring. That would be ideal. So that's kind of what we're shooting for, but I mean, yeah, we have this tour in February, so all our focus is kind of, you know, on that at the moment and getting that ready. But yeah, I hope to get some new tunes out eventually.
YukonBlonde.com. All the details on the tour and more. And Brandon, again, congrats on the success of the record, and we look forward to what's next.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Here's the fourth most played record of last year on the Earshot 20's Top 20 of 2015. Your top three are on the way after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Hearts out of their eyes. Oh dear Hannah, how is life? I hope they made you breakfast out there in the forest. I'm so glad you're back at home. Home is where the heart is, unless you're home alone. I'm so fun.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Hannah from Yukon Blonde's fourth most played album of 2015 on Blonde. And in before chatting with them, we heard from Faith Healer, Cosmic Troubles at number 5, and the closing track, Until the World Lets Me Go.
All right, we've got three more. This is going to be big. So, Brian, obviously, probably no surprises here, really, in terms of what's in the top three.
But, not really.
But they're all really good in their own right. Probably all could have had a spot as number one, but of course there can only be number one. Is there anything particularly interesting about these albums? I know you mentioned that one of them sat on some of the specialty charts as well.
Sure. Two of the next two were the number one and number two electronic albums of the year. But hilariously so, because the electronic charts, you know, some people would chart them differently and there'd be different stations involved, that the number three album of the year overall was the number one electronic album, but the number two album was the number two electronic album, which is, wrap your mind around that one. But
riddle me this. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got three tracks. We've told you that. We're going to get to them. And mixed in there, we're going to have an interview with one of the bands. I'm not going to tell you which one because it'll give it away.
But it is number one.
Ah, I see what you did there. The number one interview of the year, is that what you're saying?
The number one most played album of the year.
Oh, you're not going to give me those mad props, eh? All right, whatever. Go ahead.
And tell them sure, what you can also say whatever you want about it. And number three, Braids Deep in the Iris. Here is a track called Getting Tired.
You're so pretty.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Smoke filled you up. I wasn't thinking about you. You have a mind to make sight of the weight you pick up. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't.
Well, it's been a year of ups and downs for the group that sits atop the charts for 2015, but it's also no surprise that they carry the top spot, having spent an impressive 9 weeks at number one throughout the year on the national top 50, not to mention several of the top 30 lists for our reporting stations. If you haven't guessed it by now, it's the band formerly known as Viet Cong, who we last chatted with back at the beginning of the year, and we're happy to have Monty back on the program with us to take a look back at 2015. Monty, it's great to catch up again.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. And overall, how do you feel the year was for the band?
I think overall the year went pretty good. We spent almost almost all of it on the road. We had a little bit of time off to work on some new music, and we had a little bit of time off, just like personal time off, that we spent in various places. But then, yeah, the rest of it, we've pretty much just toured solid.
And I said formerly known as Viet Cong earlier because, as most know, you announced in September that you're going to change your name. Has any more thought been given to what that might be?
Yeah, a lot of thought's been given to what it might be. Like, obviously, we kind of rushed into our last band name, and it was not a great idea. So we've definitely been putting a lot more careful thought into this one. Plus, it is actually pretty hard to find a band that hasn't been taken already. So we've been doing a lot of scouring AllMusic and scouring Bandcamp and all those kinds of things to see, just like double check against any potential ideas that we have. But yeah, we've all been making lists, though. Our Canadian record label, Flemish Eye, has been contributing a bunch of names too, as has the guys at Jag Jaguar, guys and girls at Jag Jaguar. They've been like sending lists over, and our publicist, Grace, has been like sending stuff over too. Like, we've been, you know, sending stuff all around from every direction, but nothing picked yet. We're still just going as formally known as for the moment. So,
well, the debut self-titled album got lots of airplay in campus and community stations across the country, which puts you in the number one spot for all of 2015, which leaves us wondering what's next for the band outside of a new name. Are you already working on new material? What's that going to look like for 2016?
Yep, we are already working on new material. We went back into the studio again with Graham Walsh, who co-produced our last record, in the same studio that we did the last one to in, it's called the Barn Window in Hamilton. It's just outside of Hamilton. It's actually in Stony Creek, I guess. So we went back in there in the middle of July, I believe, for about 12 days, and recorded some stuff. And then Matt and I, like, between when that record, when the self-titled record got recorded and when it was released, there was a full year of time. So Matt and I had like done a bunch of demos. We have a pretty convoluted process for writing and recording, where we usually like write and record kind of as we go, and then just like keep the pieces that we like from the recordings. So we kind of just like, I don't know, I guess distill it down from that point. So we had a year worth of recordings already. We went into the studio in July, recorded some more stuff. And then now, for the last few weeks, actually, we've been at a spot in Calgary, this old venue called The Area that our friend owns, that's kind of like not being used right now. So we've just set up camp in here. I used to run sort of a hobo recording studio. So we just like pulled all the gear out of storage and set it up in this space. And we've been kind of just going at like reworking a few of the songs we did in Ontario and then doing a few new ones. So yeah, I think we're aiming to have something released in the fall, like probably September, October time is kind of the, we haven't picked the official date yet, but it's going to be sometime around then for sure.
Well, if you want more, you can check the band out online, vietcong.bandcamp.com right now, and also on Facebook. And I'm sure once an announcement comes for the new band name, that will all kind of change over. But Monty, it was a great album that you released in 2015, and we are eagerly awaiting and very excited to see what's next for 2016.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, man.
It's your number one most played album of last year right now. Viet Cong's self-titled debut and a track from that album right now on the Earshot 20's Top 20 of 2015.
Yeah.
the Earshot 20.
And that was your most played album across Canada on community radio of all of 2015. It was Viet Cong with their self-titled release on Flemish Eye. And we'll find out what's going on with them in 2016. You had a little bit of a chat there with Monty, and they'll be moving forward. Purity Ring at number two, Another Eternity, Stranger Than Earth, and Braids at number three, Deep in the Iris with Getting Tired.
Well, how's that now? Top 20 of 2015 wrapped up.
Time to do it all over again in a year's time.
In a year's time. And leading up to that year, another 100, no, it wouldn't be 100 episodes. There's only 52 weeks in a year. Another 52 episodes, maybe a couple less, because sometimes we take some time off. Anyway, Earshot 20. It is the program that brings you the countdown every week from earshot-online.com. Typically, we count down the top 20 from the national top 50. This week was the top 20 albums of 2015, so from the top 200. And our friends at Earshot Magazine putting that list together, big thanks to them. Big thanks to all the stations that are carrying this program. We air every week from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM on Fridays, and we air there first before sending out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Thanks to all of them for airing the program, and you can find us online. It is radioforall.net. You can search the show and download, or you can podcast this show through iTunes. We return next week with a contest and some interviews for Shivering Songs happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick. As well, we'll have the first Top 20 Countdown of 2016. Until then, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.